Welcome to the No Frills VA Podcast, brought to you by the Association of Virtual Assistants. Your host is award-winning VA consultant, best-selling author, and founder and CEO of the AVA, Melissa Smith. The AVA is the most trusted source of information in the virtual assistant industry. This podcast is for you if you're a virtual assistant or looking to become a VA. The AVA knows you have questions, and we're providing you answers on the No Frills VA Podcast.
Welcome back to the No Frills VA Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Smith, and this month we are talking all about networking. It's on the blog. We have the podcast guest. I'm going to be talking about it. We have a guest trainer coming in. And why are we talking about networking so much? Well, because 90% of VAs that we survey, and not just VAs, but I would say just about anyone you talk to would tell you that networking is valuable to your career, to your business, to growing a thriving network. But what does that mean then? Like, if networking is so important, then why do 40%, a little over 40% actually, of VAs say that they only network when they need to? Wow, what a disconnect. I don't know why this is, but if networking is hard for you or you feel like you just can't show up and it's getting all icky, we're going to talk about that later. But if you're a VA who says, you know what, I have gotten so far in my career, I've gotten far in my professional career, I'd never got there with a network, I did it all on my own, this is not uncommon. This is not uncommon. We have a great article that we're sharing in the blog by Dori Clark, who is an executive coach. She works with some of the biggest names in business and is talking to them about building a network when you're a high achiever and the problems that come from trying to be recognized and trying to do it all on your own based on your past achievements and why that doesn't work. And so if you are a VA and you're thinking, I am a high achiever, I have been very successful, I have been able to do this on my own, I have been really gritty about it. People just throw referrals at me. I've never had to look for business. Fantastic. All that is really great. But there will come a time when it could benefit you. There may come a time where you will need to network, where you will need to have someone refer you, need to know someone on the inside to get into somewhere. But there will also come a time when you will just want to benefit from having a solid network. And I see this all the time when I'm coaching VAs who are highly successful. And they're just, you know, keep on banging their head against the door, or, you know, they're like, I'm going to get in, I'm going to make it happen. But what if you had a network where you didn't constantly have to try to make things happen, and it seemed like opportunities were coming to you more easily, more quickly, more seamlessly, and being recognized for your work? When you started to do new things, you branched out, you had collaboration opportunities that you never thought possible before. In short, when we're a VA, we make sure that our clients aren't doing it all ourselves or themselves. But when you network, you're also setting yourself up so that you don't have to do it all yourself. And that's the great thing about networking. And we constantly talk about, you know, benefits and referrals, and, you know, and a lot of that is like give, give, give. And, you know, there's like that take, take, take. But what if networking seemed just really natural? So it wasn't like this giving and taking. It was like more helping out a friend, making, you know, an introduction. It just seemed like you were introducing two people that really need to talk to one another. What if networking wasn't all about you? And what about having this law of attraction, or opening up the universe, or creating really great karma so that you could also reap the rewards about that? What about the goodness of feeling, wow, I helped someone out today? That's a really powerful thing. And I love to network. I love to network even when I know that this person's never going to be my client. They're not my person, But I love to be able to let them know who is. I love to know that someone is getting a quality referral, a quality introduction from someone that they may benefit from. I feel like a goodness in my heart for doing that. And, you know, there's not a time in my life, and there's not a time in my future where I could see myself not networking anymore. With all the publications, with all the accolades, with all the awards, I still can't see a time where I would want to do it all on my own. I don't care what I think I've achieved on my own, or how gritty I felt I was. That just seems like a business and a life that's not as fun. Because yes, I do this for me. Yes, I do this for my family, but I also do it for the love of assisting. And that is assisting other VAs, assisting potential clients, assisting just people that I meet and online that will never be my client. It feels good to do good. And that's what networking is all about. And so I hope that you will really check out our blogs this month. I hope that you will think about becoming a member when we reopen ABA membership next month, because we make networking really easy at the ABA. Be sure to check out the blogs. Ping me about your best networking story. I would love to hear what that moment was and when that really just set off a light bulb for you that networking is fun, and it doesn't mean that you need anything from anyone, but that networking is just really a part of your business. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Like the podcast? Share it. You can tag us at Association of VAs on social media. Want more with Melissa and your peers? Join the AVA. We're at associationofvas.com. You'll find a link in the show notes.